Hi, this is Aladria Lempier, and you're listening to Ainsley on Alive 90.5 FM on the Positive Energy Show, where your motion controls your emotion.
Well, today's focus is National Reconciliation Week, which started on the 27th of May and runs up and until the 3rd of June. Now, what is National Reconciliation Week? This year's theme is all about, it's more than just a word. Enough about talking, let's put it into action. And reconciliation takes action. It urges the reconciliation movement towards braver and more impactful action. To the new supporters, to remember the importance of privileging and amplifying First Nation voices as you add your voice to calls for reconciliation and justice. Reconciliation is a journey for all Australians as individuals, families, communities, organizations, and importantly, as a nation. At the heart of the journey are relationships between the broader Australian community and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. We all have a role to play when it comes to reconciliation, and in playing our part, we collectively build relationships and communities that value Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' histories, cultures, and futures. 2021 marks 20 years of Reconciliation Australia, and almost three decades of Australia's formal reconciliation process. Now, if you want to find out more about this National Reconciliation Week, and it's hashtag more than a word, hashtag NWR2021. Now, I've got an exciting program lined up this morning. It would be remiss of me to say Yama, everyone. In the spirit of reconciliation, Alive 90.5 acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to the elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders peoples today. We'd like to pay respect to the traditional custodians of this land of elders past and present, the Bidjigal people, a clan of the Darug people of which we broadcast. First up, I've got a song, and this song needs not a lot of introduction. It's by Yotu Yindi, and may his dear soul rest in peace. And the song is called Treaty. Enjoy.
Bronwyn Kilroy, and you're listening to Ainsley Dennis on the Positive Energy Show on Alive 90.5 FM, where your motion controls your emotion.
And the time has gone, 9:15 this morning, and it is National Reconciliation Week. For those out of there, It started as the Week of Prayer for Reconciliation in 1993, the International Year of the World's Indigenous People, and was supported by Australia's major faith communities. In 1996, the Council for Aboriginal Reconciliation launched Australia's first National Reconciliation Week. And in 2000, Reconciliation Australia was established to continue to provide national leadership on reconciliation. In the same year, approximately 300,000 people walked across Sydney's Harbour Bridge as part of National Reconciliation Week to show their support for reconciliation. Today, National Reconciliation Week is celebrated by businesses, schools, early learning services, organisations and individuals Australia-wide. Hundreds of National Reconciliation Week events are held each year. You can find an event near you or register your own. So definitely want more people to do it. As I said, the motto for this year is not just about a word. We need to put it into action and have an action plan and really drive this reconciliation process. I'm excited. There's talks about the language coming back into schools and bringing back the culture and bringing back a bit of rendition of John Farnham. A bit of the culture, a bit of traditional sounds, the didgeridoo. It's an exciting morning this morning, as I said, as we share with you National Reconciliation Week and ways that you can actually develop a reconciliation action plan. Now, it's very simple. If you're a business, if you're an organization out there, enough about talking. It's no longer a word, but let's put an action plan in place. It needs to be, reconciliation needs to be from the heart. It's about strengthening relationships between the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and non-Indigenous peoples for the benefit of all Australians. A reconciled Australia is one where our rights as First Australians are not just respected but championed in all the places that matter. This was said by Kirsty Parker, board member of Reconciliation Australia.
The story's right, the story's true. I would not tell lies to you like the promises they did not keep, or how they fenced us in like sheep. Said to us, come take our hand, set us up on mission land. Taught us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away, took the children away. The children away, snatched from their mother's breast, said this was for the best. They took them away. The welfare man, the policeman, said you've got to understand, we'll give to them what you can't give. Teach them how to, teach them how to live, they said. Humiliated them instead. Taught them that and taught them this, and others taught them prejudice. You took the children away. You took the children away. Breaking their mother's hearts, tearing us all apart, you took them away. One dark day on Framlingham, they came and didn't give a damn. My mother cried, go get their dad. He came running, fighting. Mother's tears were falling down. Dad shaped up and stood his ground. He said, you touch my kids and you fight me. Then they took us from our family, took us away. They took us away. Snatched from our mother's breast, said this was for the best. They took us away. Told us what to do and say. Taught us all the white man's ways. And then they split us up again and gave us gifts to ease the pain. Sent us off to foster homes. As we grew up, we felt alone, 'cause we were acting white, yet feeling black. One sweet day, all the children came back. The children came back. The children came back. Back where hearts grow strong, back where they all belong. The children came back. The children came back. The children came back. Back where they understand, back to their mother's land. The children came back. Back to their mother. Back to their father. Back to their sister. Back. All the children came back. The children came back. Yes, they came.
Mitch Tambo with Love. And what a beautiful song that is. Great performance. Love that guy. So inspirational. Now, there's five dimensions of reconciliation. We spoke earlier about what businesses can do to formulate a reconciliation action plan, but there's five dimensions of reconciliation that's required. The first one is race relations. All Australians understand and value Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander non-Indigenous cultures, rights and experiences, which results in stronger relationships based on trust and respect and that are free of racism. The goal is to have positive two-way relationships built on trust and respect that exists between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and non-Indigenous Australians throughout society. The action is to overcome racism. The next one is about equality and equity. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders peoples participate equally in a range of life opportunities, and the unique rights of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are recognized and upheld. The goal there is to participate equally and equitably in all areas of life for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, that we close the gaps in life outcomes and the distinctive individual and collective rights and cultures are universally recognized and respected. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are self-determining. The action there is to renew the focus on closing the gap. The third one is on institutional integrity. There's active support of reconciliation by the nation's political, business, and community structures. The goal is to have political, business, and community institutions actively support all dimensions of reconciliation. The action is to capitalise on the RAP program to create a wider range of opportunities for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians. The last one is unity. An Australian society that values and recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures and heritage are proud as proud part of a shared national identity. The goal is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander histories, cultures and rights are valued and recognised part of a shared national identity, and as a result there is national unity. The action is to achieve a process to recognise Australia's First Peoples in our constitution. So those are the different steps. The last one is historical acceptance. All Australians understand and accept the wrongs of the past and their impact on the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, and Australia makes amends for past policies and practices, ensuring their wrongs are never repeated.
Gandhi Adamalagoo.